President, distinguished chairs of COP25 and incoming COP26, chairs of the subsidiary bodies, Executive Secretary of the FCCC. We start our statement thanking you for the efforts made by the Secretary of the Convention to support the virtual meetings and make it possible to complete our annual program of meetings. The discussions have been useful to exchange and clarify ideas, but they have not been sufficiently inclusive to guarantee an adequate balance in global representation. The ALBA countries look forward to returning to a relative normality, which would allow us to carry out our duties face to face. For ALBA, it is fundamental that we have inclusive participatory multilateralism that allows all to debate our shared future. The recent scientific assessments on the state of carbon emission concentrations in the atmosphere, over 400 parts per million, is a cause for alarm and concern for our countries, which are the worst affected by extreme meteorological events. The lack of urgency in climate action to avoid global temperature rise, the lack of real commitments on climate funding and implementation measures have an impact on political priorities in climate action for adaptation and mitigation for loss and damage. And it is fundamental that these parameters be reviewed in the relevant bodies for climate financing. For the ALBA countries, it is crucial to keep the climate agenda debates geared towards flexibility and differentiation for developing countries. This must be a right that is applied in all implementation mechanisms and those for follow-up and transparency. The differentiated flexible treatment for developing countries must be a mandatory approach for the definition of shared frameworks and transparency. Granting the objectives, principles, and provisions of the Convention and the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities and capacities their due weight. The response to climate change must be comprehensive, fair, and multidimensional, sustainable, and transformative. We cannot ignore the effect of illegal, universal, unilateral coercive measures on countries' capacity to adapt, mitigate, and respond to loss and damage arising from climate crisis. The impact of UCMs on combating climate change is equivalent to crimes against humanity. Addressing challenges, not of these challenges, not only raises the vulnerability of groups most exposed to climate change, but requires greater attention. Otherwise, climate vulnerability rises. The impact of climate change on society is not homogeneous. There are groups and sectors that are more vulnerable, including women and girls, indigenous peoples, people of African descent, persons with disabilities, older persons, and others. While these groups continue to suffer and to lose their livelihoods, the promise of financial assistance made by developed countries is not being fulfilled. And the burden of climate change continues to be passed to the developing countries. This is morally unacceptable. The ALBA countries believe it is essential to continue implementing urgent measures to take tangible action to address climate crisis, in keeping with climate justice and defense of the rights of the peoples and of Mother Earth. In follow-up to the successful summit on re-encountering Mother Earth held in La Paz, Bolivia, in April 2021, the ALBA countries invite you to participate in the second re-encounter with Mother Earth to be held in Caracas, Venezuela, at the end of August 2021. This is organized by the National Assembly and will be an opportunity to bring together the visions of the different stakeholders within the Global South in an approach to COP26, the leaders of the South, and those who have historically advocated for defense of our planet. It is an event that deepens the cosmobiocentric vision of climate change and addresses harmonious relations between